Hallelujah. You know, there's such a powerful move of God right now. And in this move of God that is happening, there's a quick gathering. And God is visiting individuals in many different ways. Sometimes you may think that you're helping somebody else to do something, and you find yourself, it's the one that the Lord was saying, it's you. and it is because he loves us so much, and his love is unconditional, that there's a place he wants to get us. And in this move of God, the Bible talks about God moving in many different types of ways and in various times and various places. But there's a place what we call the third move. And the Spirit shared with me this morning about the third move. And it is vital for us to understand the third move of God, because it's a thing, it's an area where we want to be in. It's associated with final days. It's called the third move of God. And when Jesus, when John the Baptist was out baptizing, and Jesus shows up, and Jesus tells him, you need to baptize me, is symbolic. He says, man, I don't want to baptize you. You baptize me. And he says, no, we have to do this so that this can be an example. And the Bible says that when Jesus was baptized, that John saw the Spirit descend upon Jesus. Even though Jesus was the Word of God who became flesh, he never went out to do anything in fulfillment of scriptures in the area where kingdom business was manifested until he was baptized himself, not in water, but in the Holy Spirit. Has everybody got it? And in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then things began to happen. And if you'll turn with me in Luke chapter 4. Now, the first thing that happens here, because it's powerful, in verse 1. So Jesus gets baptized in the Holy Spirit, right? And verse 1, it says, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit where? Into the wilderness. This is the second move. Hello. And being tempted for 40 days by the devil, in those days he ate nothing, and afterward when they had eaten, he was hungry. And of course, it explains about how the devil tempted Jesus. It says, though, that when he came through this temptations, in verse 14, then Jesus returned in the what? In the power of the Spirit to Galilee. This is associated with the third move. And the news of him went out through all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read, and it was handed the book of Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the third move. And this is where we are supposed to be. And God is moving quickly and training us up in the areas of not only walking in the third move, but living in the third move. Again, the third move of the Spirit. It's the third move of God. Remember, Jesus, he died, right? Where'd he go? Hell, that would be the second move. What was the third move? He rose from the dead. And he was what? Brand new. That's associated with the third move. Is everybody with me? God always moves in the arena of 1, 2, 3. He is known as the Trinity. There are certain areas and how he moves, and we have to be aware of these moves of what God is doing. The Word says that Jesus, in Acts chapter 10, in verse 38, Is everybody with me? Acts 10:38. I guess we better start at verse 35. Would you read it with me? But in every nation, whoever what? Fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. How many of y'all want to be accepted by him? Amen. Then you have to have reverence, honor, and respect toward him, which is the fear of the Lord, and work righteousness, which is an individual practices righteousness, which is the will of God. In verse 36, the word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all, that word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God, what? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was what? With him. In the third move, God is with you. This is the area where there is power. This is where God begins to use you to free people who have been oppressed by the devil. Because God is with you. This is the third move of God. Praise God. The third move. How many of y'all want to be in the third move? Go to 1 John chapter 5. First of all, we need to get some people in the first move. You can't be in the third move without going through the first and second. 1 John chapter 5. In verse 6. Would you read it with me, please? And this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Truth is holy, isn't it? And it's not just knowledge. Truth is a person, because he's holy. So we need to regard truth as being holy in a person, not just some word. In verse 7, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are what? These three are one. This is known as the Trinity of God. And the Trinity has, even though that they are three, they are one. And each one has a specific function. Everyone say after me, the Father thinks. The Word speaks, and the Holy Spirit moves. So what's the third move? The Holy Spirit. Has everybody got it? The Father thinks, the Word speaks, and the Holy Spirit does what? Moves. But they are all one, aren't they? In verse 8, and there are three that bear witness on the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one. But it's the third that causes the what? The move. The Father thinks, the Word speaks, and the Holy Spirit moves. So everything associated with the move of God is associated with the Spirit of God. Go to John 14. John 14, in verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's read it, please. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, said Jesus. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to what? Prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the what? The way, the truth, and the life. I am the what? The way, the truth, and the life. Now, I want you to understand that it's important, because these are the three names of the chambers of the tabernacle of God. So when Jesus said this to the Jews, got very upset, because what he was proclaiming was he was the tabernacle of God, which is the way, the truth, and the life. And he says, no one what? Comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? Who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Why? Because they are all one, aren't they? So the completion of the third move, then, one of the parts of this is to go home. What did he just say? I come to prepare a place for you, and I'm going to what? Come again and what? Get you. So a part of the third move is to go home. Is everybody with me? That is the removal of the church from the earth, known as the rapture. That is a part of the third move of God. Now I want to go back a little bit here because we've got to get some understanding. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. These are actually in the process of the three moves. And even though that they are all one, amen, you've got to look at these all one, but there's always three moves in one. Is everybody with me? The way is a representation of the move of salvation. It's the first move. In other words, without salvation, you can never enter the second move, can you? The second move is the move of power, where you are baptized in the Holy Spirit. And it is the second chamber or the tabernacle of God. The third move is associated with kingdom business, because now you, God is using you to manifest the kingdom of God. Why? Because he's with you. The word Emmanuel means God what? With us. That is associated with the third move of God. Is everybody understand? Now, there's that area where it's individual first, isn't it? It must be with you first. Now, this is also in the area where you and I are now, we have been called, haven't we? And the word called, your calling in this is to battle. You are called to what? Battle. That means you are learning. That's the first part of the move. So in the first part of the move, which is salvation, now you are learning how to battle, aren't you? So you're learning. And the second part of the move is known as your purpose. You are called. You have a purpose. And what's your purpose? To destroy Satan's kingdom. So in this, you must learn to endure. You are what? You are enduring. All of this is a process to reach the third move of God. It's all a process to what? Reach the third move of God. And the third calling for me and you is, in other words, we are called to battle. Our purpose is to destroy Satan's kingdom. And our destiny is to use the talents and abilities that God has given us to infiltrate the world system. So in this, that means the third part, we are learning, we're enduring, and we are suffering. Everyone say suffering. We are suffering. We are suffering. And in the third move of God, there is suffering. Now, so many people think, well, you mean I'm going to get beheaded? No, that's not a part of the suffering. It's called death. And the suffering is the place where the... Hallelujah. And the area of suffering is the things where God begins to remove the world from you and puts heaven in you. See, the Jews, when the Lord went and sent Moses to take the Israelites out of Egypt, Egypt known to be as the world, he put them in the where? Wilderness. And what was the purpose of the wilderness? To get Egypt out of them. So in this suffering that you and I are going through, this suffering is a part of getting the world out of us so that heaven can reign in us and Emmanuel is with us. That is a part of the third move of God. It's also associated again with the removal of the church. We are in the third move of God right now. And many people are going to miss it because they've never even gotten the second part. They've never gotten the second part of the move of God. The kingdom cannot be manifested through you without fulfilling the second move, and that's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Ooh. These are moves within moves. Our goal, again, our goal is to reach the third move of God. 1 Peter chapter 4. And verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12. Let's read this together, please. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to what? Try you. Is that part of suffering? Yeah. As though some strange thing happened to you. Woe is me, and it's only me it ever happens to. Oh, you little flesh creature. But rejoice. Everyone say rejoice. To the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he's blaspheming, but on your part, he is what? He's glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, or an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet, if anyone suffers as a what? Christian, not as a Baptist, not as a Protestant, not as a Catholic. Hello. Not as any denomination. If anyone suffers as a Christian, Christ-like, heaven in you, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for what? Judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will be the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him and doing good as to a faithful creator. We are in a time of judgment. It is associated with the third move. Because judgment always comes before wrath. So God is going to judge. You're seeing judgment all over the world right now. It's awakening before God removes the church and his wrath comes. It is an awakening. So we are in a time of judgment associated with the third move to prepare us for the great battle and the great harvest. And those who are in the third move will be in the great battle and in the great harvest because God is with you. Go to chapter 5. In verse 6. Therefore what? Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the what? The devil, the powers of darkness, demons, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same what? Sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So you're being attacked. You're being tempted. Hello. Welcome to the earth. But he who's in you is greater than he who's in the world, right? This is a part of your training. Suffering is a part of your training. You are going to learn obedience through training, through the suffering. Hello. You're going to learn through suffering. You're going to learn what is truth and what isn't. You're going to learn what is light and what is darkness. And this whole process is to get the world out of us so that heaven can reign. Verse 9. It says to what? Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So are you the only one? Well, so when you hear that, The devil lies, doesn't he?
You're the only one that this happens to.
Hallelujah. Verse 10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Are you ready? Come on, say it with me. After you have suffered a while. Okay, now, here it is. After you have suffered a while. Are you ready? These are the three moves. He's going to what? Perfect, establish, and strengthen you. Why? So you get what? Settled. So you're immovable. The third move of God is going to place an individual where his sufferings are going to perfect, establish, and strengthen him. So he is so settled that nothing can move him. Nothing. Suffering is to perfect. Now listen. The suffering is to perfect the heart. It is to perfect his heart in you. It's to perfect the heart of Christ and his character in me and you. That's what suffering does also. It perfects his character and his heart in me and you. It is to establish kingdom principles in us so that we do kingdom living now. No more worldly living, but kingdom living. So it's not all about you. And it is to strengthen us with power and purpose. It is to what? Strengthen us with power and purpose so we are so settled that we will not waver. We will become so solid that we cannot be moved. You know, people get moved by finances. People get moved by emotions. People get offended. All of this other foolishness, which is associated. The reason why people still go into those arenas is because the world still reigns in them. Are you listening? The world still reigns. See, we've got to get to a point where Christ reigns, not the world anymore. We want to get the earth out of us and get heaven in us. That's associated with the third move of God. God with us, where we have been anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit to go out and to heal those who've been oppressed by the devil, where the kingdom of God is being manifested through us because it's about kingdom business. But those things cannot be established until you have fulfilled the first and second move and you are obedient to the third move. See, your cooperation of God manifests the move. Are you listening? Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 1. The third move. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Would you read it with me, please? Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hello, was that his third move? Hallelujah, he rose from the dead. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the what? Power of God, through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. It's a part of your suffering. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to the praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressibly and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the what? Suffering of Christ and the glories that would follow. The sufferings of Christ and the what that followed? The glories. Why? Because the suffering is going to always promote the glory of God. Your suffering will promote the glory of God. To them, it was revealed, not to themselves, but to us, were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by who? The Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. Therefore what? Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct, because it is written, be holy for what? I am holy. So these sufferings and glories will bring glories, will follow you. So your sufferings through things is going to bring glory to his name. Does everybody got it? You know, so if you are settled, as you're going through these sufferings, you won't be moved, will you? All of your sufferings is the purpose. You will look at it as an opportunity to bring glory to God. Has everybody got it? See, when people are caught up in their sufferings, it's because they're not in the third move yet. Oh, what about this? What about that? Well, man, you've been a believer for 30 stinking years, and you haven't reached the third move yet? Wake up and grow up. Wake up and grow up. It is time. This third move is a part of the end time right now. We must be awake and not get so caught up. If your sufferings are still associated and you're still moved by your sufferings, it's because the earth is too much in you. But I go to Bible study. But I pray once in a while. Fear nullifies it all. We're not going to get into all that today, though. Fear nullifies it, though. Is everybody okay? Galatians chapter 5. Again, if you still are moved, you are moved by the things of the world, then you are not settled, and you are not in the third move of God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Would you read it with me? I say then what? Walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another so that you do not do the things that you what? You wish or desire. But if you are what? If you are led by the Spirit, then let me tell you, if you're led by the Spirit, then you're not pushed by the devil. The devil always pushes. And the only thing he can push is your flesh. Does everybody got this? He pushes your flesh. So if the world is too much of the world is in you, are you listening? And the devil's pushing your flesh, that's a sign, isn't it? It's a sign that you're not being led by the Spirit and the world is too much in you and you are not in the third move. One of the things the enemy wants to do is if you're in the third move is to get you out of it. He fears the third move of God. He fears it. And verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are what? They are evident, which are what? Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry. I want to share something about idolatry. Anything that's between you and God is idolatry. Real simple. Anything that's between you and God. Anything that's between you and God. Can your family members be between you and God? Call idolatry. If you are practicing these things, you are out of the third move if you were in it. These are signs of not being in the third move. Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murderers, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I want you to understand this is something, a representation of eternal, but it's also something, representation of now, because the kingdom of God is manifested in the third move. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is what? No law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, and let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. This is so powerful. So in this third move, we must live and walk in the Spirit. This is a place of getting settled in the third move of God. Getting settled in the third move of God. Turn to Romans 15. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? If you're not getting this, you can get the tape. Hear it until you get it. And if you don't think that God is speaking to you and you just think he's speaking to your neighbor or your spouse, you are more deceived than them. Romans 15, verse 4. 15:4. Let's read it. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience, is patience considered endurance? Yeah. That's what the word means. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience or endurance and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now may the God of all patience and comfort grant you to be what? Like-minded. Like-minded. Everybody say like-minded. Toward one another according to the Christ Jesus, so that we become like-minded with Christ Jesus and with one another. That you may with one mind and one what? One mouth. One mind, one mouth, glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. This is very powerful because in the third move, there is such a like-mindedness that there is one mind and one mouth. People begin to speak the same. So in the third move, there is an area where there's such a like-mindedness that we begin to speak the same because we begin to think the same, because the mind of Christ is taking prominence in your life, because the earth and the world is being removed and heaven is taking place. Amen. 1 Corinthians 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the third move, in verse 4. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him, in all what? Utterance. Is that speaking? Yeah. And all knowledge. Like-mindedness. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift. Eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be what? Blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship. Everyone say fellowship. Of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the what? Same thing. And that there be no divisions among you, but that you perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the what? Same judgment. So in other words, we begin to understand and see and speak. We know right now that in the third move of God, there is judgment, isn't there? Judgment is in the house of God. We are seeing judgment of God globally. Why? Because it's letting us know that it's the third move of God. There is a preparation for a battle and a harvest and a preparation to leave this place. But in this, we must come to a place where we are of sane mind, understanding that it's judgment time, and speak the same things according to the Spirit. Go to Luke 9. Luke chapter 9. In verse 18. Would you read it with me, please? And it happened as he was alone praying that his disciples joined him and asked him, saying, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" So they answered and said, "John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say that one of the old prophets who has risen again." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" In other words, relationship, fellowship. Peter answered and said, "The Christ of God," in other words, the anointed one of God, the eternal presence, power, and truth of God. That's who you are into this natural realm. And he strictly warned and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things." He must what? Suffer many things. "And be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised the third day." It was his third move, wasn't it? Then he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him what? Deny himself," first move. "Take up his cross daily," second move, and what? "Follow me." Follow me. I want you to grab something very important here. Because in this, you can't follow what you can't see. In the third move of God, you always see Christ before you. You always see Jesus. You know that he is there all the time. And every decision, every move, every spoken word, everything is associated with he is there. Emmanuel, God with us. The third move of God. If you're in the third move of God, you have such revelation that Christ is with you right there. There with you. "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will what? Well, what? Save it. For what profit is a man if he gains the whole world?" Aren't we trying to get rid of it? And he himself is what? Destroyed or lost. "For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his glory and in his Father's and the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here, there are some sitting here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God." Hallelujah. In this, we've got to understand that he says, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. The third move is follow me in this third move. How can you follow someone you don't see? Are you listening? This is where we always see Christ. We see him in everything. He's always there with you. You know it. Your decisions, your actions, your responses are always according to Christ Emmanuel being with you. Psalm 16. Psalm 16. Look at Look at what David writes. Hallelujah. Verse 7. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord where? Always where? Before me. I have always set the Lord before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be what? Moved. Does everybody see this? Now the third move of God is in this arena where you always set the Lord before you. If he is before you, you will never be moved. You won't be moved because you will see him. What did Jesus say? I'd never do anything unless I see the Lord do it first. I set the Lord before me. I shall not be moved. Psalm 54. Psalm 54. Psalm 54 and verse 1. Save me, O God, by your name. And what? Vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For the strangers have risen up against me. And oppressors have sought after my what? My life. They have not, what? Set God before them. Does everybody see this? They have not set God before them, so they are considered strangers. This is known as wicked. He said, those who have not set God before them come against me because I set God before me. But I will not be moved because the Lord is before me. This is a part of the third move of God. And I want to close in Romans 8. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? We're going to talk more about this. The third move. But not today. Verse 28. Romans 8, 28. Let's read this together. And we know that all things work together for good to those who what? To love God. So if you love God, do you deny yourself? Do you pick up your cross? Do you follow him? To those who are what? The called, according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Everybody read the next verse. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Let me share with you. If God is before you, who can be against you? Why? Because if he's before you, you see him all the time. He's always there. If you are not seeing him there in your decisions and everything that you do, then you are not in the third move. And if he was there, but you were removed from it, are you listening? If you still are moved by the things of the sufferings of the world, then the world is still in you. And it needs to come out so that heaven reigns. And when the scripture is fulfilled, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And your what? And your kingdom come. In other words, your kingdom be manifested through us now. The third move of God. Emmanuel, the Lord with us. The Lord be before me. Always. I will not be moved. And if God be with you, who can be against you? Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We acknowledge you in all things, Master, and we ask for your forgiveness in any area where we've allowed anything to come between us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, bring us to that place where your third move is manifesting in us and through us, that we may endure the sufferings and that the heart and the character of Christ will be expressed through us and the kingdom of God be manifested and that you would be glorified in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.